Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
So we say welcome back to the studio right here at Lagos Talks 91.3 FM. We're talking energy, we're talking solutions, we're talking where we found ourselves as a people. And right now, we want to have a conversation with an expert, an energy expert, someone who deals a lot with climate and the impact as well. And we're talking of Mr. Olani James Ogunleye. He is the Managing Director of Carbon Limits Nigeria. He's joining us virtually this morning to sensitize us and give us the private sector approach or professional approach to resolving Nigerian energy crisis, we could say. Mr. Ogunleye, good morning to you.
Morning. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Great.
Thank you.
Good to have you join us as well. And, let's go straight to the point. Nigerians are awestruck. We are surprised, knowing that we're in a crisis. And a lot of things appear not to be going as well as we would love it to be. But suddenly we hear that the discos have they've made an income, or they generated revenue worth over 1 trillion naira. Should the customers who are in darkness be happy about this? What does it mean? Does it mean that the business is profitable? What really is that revenue, and how should we react to it?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's actually neither here nor there, to be honest with you. I, as a person, of course, a user of electricity, I share in the pains, I share in the grievances, I share in the feelings of the people out there. It's the same story for every one of us. And therefore, in terms of how should people feel? Of course, people need to react as to how they feel. However, on the other side of it is that you talked about 1 trillion, but the electricity industry in Nigeria is in a very poor state in terms of when you look at the infrastructure in most of the places. In fact, some of the cables are terribly bad. And therefore, for you to invest in this industry, it's not a 1 trillion investment. It has to be quite more than that. You're not talking of a small country. You're not talking of Lagos as a state. You're not talking of Abuja. You're talking of a whole country with more than 200 million. And as the population increases, the demand is also increasing. So it's really unfortunate as to where we are. And you ask yourself, who should bail the cat? Honestly, it's a $1 billion question that it's hard to say who should do that. But obviously, if you think about it, someone has to take the first knock for this industry to come alive. At the present time, what you see, the tariff is about to go up. We're talking of the tariff. But think about the man who is selling gas. The guy who is selling gas has also increased it to $2.93. $2.90 or 93, whatever it is also not a considering the exchange rate. And to think that the generating company have to cough out money in dollar terms to pay these people, whereas they earn in naira. So you see that imbalances needs to be corrected in some way for us to be able to then sigh relief. If you ask me, as to my recommendation, you would think that we need to get the state governments into this space as well. If we want to come out of this quagmire.
All right, now we'll come to that state government bit, because since the announcement, I'd like to find out from you how many states have ventured into this. But before that, you made some statements that the gas now sells for over $2 $2. Now, why in the first place are we pricing gas sales in Nigeria in dollars?
It's quite simple. Everything they do in the gas industry is in dollar terms. The equipment they buy, we don't manufacture them locally. They're all imported, starting from your compressors. I think the only thing that you have in country is pipelines. Pipelines are now built somewhere in the country. They are being manufactured, rather. So, but every other thing, you get them imported. And to the extent that you have that, it's almost impossible not to. You could change that. I'm not saying that it's not possible to change, but then it will definitely have to be adjusted time to time as the dollar keeps fluctuating. Because if I tell you my price of gas is this today in Naira, I could come back to you again in less than 1 week, tell you that this is the price, because it has to go with whatever the dollar price is.
Yes.
Otherwise, somebody else will be losing.
Will be losing. Yeah, but I mean, when you look at that, so right now, what is responsible for that is because of the unstable nature, or instability in our currency, the value. Is that
That's
it?
Right.
Yeah, okay. But, well, I don't know if this applies, but this is not the only sector. Without me, at the risk of sounding cynical, how much production do we have in our country? Almost every industry gets the majority of its raw materials from outside the country. Can't they just peg this at a particular amount, like some other industries do, instead of selling this in dollars?
Yeah, you're right. I think this is one of the solutions that can be placed out there. We've actually we've said this several times. You could sit down from morning to night dissecting the power sector. There are a lot of issues. We just pointed at one. But yes, to what you said, yes, to the extent that one could hedge it. So, for example, if a dollar is 1,500, I could decide to say, okay, let's look at it from that 1,500. And even based when the dollar goes down to 1,200 naira to a dollar, you keep it at 1.5, knowing that also when the days when it goes to 1.8, you want to be able to remain at 1.5. So if you play around that, and then to a large extent, maybe that could be the solution. Because obviously, if you have a component being paid in dollar, and then some other people are paying naira, obviously you always have these imbalances.
Mm. All right. Now, what is responsible for this increase in the cost of gas? I mean, we have gas. Although we hear that a little percentage of gas usage here is actually produced locally, we still import gas, which is shocking to an average person like me. If we say we have it in abundance, we hear that we have it in abundance more than we do the normal fuel, but we're still importing gas. That's a story we might get into later on. But what right now is responsible for this increment in gas price?
So, I mean, the increment is just like any other thing that you have in the country that is increasing. I'm sure the temptation is to think that, well, the pipelines are there already, the compressors are there, so what are we changing or what are we increasing? But truthfully, every time you go back and say you want to do major repairs that requires that you import things, then you buy in dollars. So things are actually changing in the sense of that, if you look at it from the dollar standpoint, I mean, from the gas industry standpoint. There are lots of changes happening. There are lots of repairs that is taking place. And I'm not in defense of the gas industry because I found very challenging to believe that we have to do this off time to time. But don't forget that we also have people who are happy to be vandals, to spoil things and all that. And then each time you do this, in a bid to repair, to do this, if it is the maintenance part of it, of course, they are naira dominated. But if you had to bring in equipment, you have to do things, then definitely they are dollar dominated. In fact, the new pipeline kind of installation to where you're trying to do some sort of HDD, in technology that we believe is meant to be able to solve some of these issues of vandals. But, I mean, we're still not there, but there are a lot of costs that goes into it. So, yes, you are right. It's hard to understand why we have to have those changes. But don't forget that even when power sector was paying quite less, other industries are paying more. Industries, for example, if they use gas, they pay more. But power, for some reasons, it was hedged. And the industry selling gas to power, the gas industry are finding it difficult to sell gas to power industries at that rate. So it's like when you continue to bottle things down for a long time and they can't just keep their heads in where you are trying to tighten it and it keeps bringing its head out. That's the challenge we have. I mean, this is not an issue of today. It's something that's been there for a while.
Mm. All right. Well, on this issue, you just talked a bit on subsidy. I'd like us to look at that, then look at the tariff, the new tariff. But before we do that, let's take this short break. And when we come back from this break, we'll continue with this conversation. We're live in the studio right here at Lagos Talks 91.3 FM. My guest is Mr. Olani James Ogunleye, the Managing Director of Carbon Limits Nigeria. And we're having a chat around the likely or assured increase in cost of electricity, power provision in Nigeria. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. We say welcome back to the studio right here at Lagos Talks 91.3 FM. My guest is Olani James Ogunleye, joining us this morning for a conversation on power generation and how Nigerians could have a more consistent power. All right, thank you for staying with us, Mr. Ogunleye, this morning. You just spoke about the gas and how for so long the gas, those generating the gas or producing the gas have been selling at a rebate to power to GenCos, and which made it unattractive to them. So want to find out from you clarity here. Does that that means that once this is taken off, then government is no longer paying subsidy at any level in the power generation supply chain, or will there still be subsidy in some aspects?
Yeah, so interestingly, a good question you asked. What has happened is the government trying to move away from subsidizing the rich people. In their mindset, people in the urban areas, in certain areas that you even call urban, because it's not going to be every part of what you call the urban area. Lagos, for example, you have some locations where they believe people can indeed pay if the service is available. They are happy to pay. So to those kind of people, the subsidy will be gone. So because in the end, what they are trying to do. Is to take out subsidy for the rich, whereas they continue to subsidize the poor.
Middle class.
Now,
lower. Okay.
How do you define the poor? The way the poor is defined is where they live, right? So, which may not necessarily be true. But having said that, it's the best way of having to stratify the people the consumers. So it's not going to be all. It's just taking subsidy off a certain percentage of people.
All right. Okay. So for clarity here, up until now, how have we been doing the pricing? Has it been uniform pricing model, or has it been varied or staggered model? Do we have like the cost per, maybe for peri-urban areas, for urban areas, has that always been, or is it just about to be introduced?
No. It's always been. I think that was introduced couple of years ago, I think either 2020 or 2021, where people were stratified. You have it in different categories. Some people pay quite high, some people pay middle, some people pay a bit low. And a good way of looking at it is averagely in a particular environment, there are some places where people are consuming what you could term like a 3 kilowatts per day, sort of that kind of estimate. Mm. And you have places where people are using less than 1.5. You have places where people are using less than 1. So in that kind of structure, they are able to determine who should pay more, who should pay less. Mm. If you use less, you pay less. If you use more, you pay more. That has been the structure. And what has been is also that even despite that paying more and paying less, it was such that there was subsidy across. Now it's about taking subsidy off the higher part and then continue to, and then they leave subsidy for the low income and such that in the end, you are able to push in more funds back into the industry. And they can, the expectation is that they could do more.
All right.
Yeah.
So looking at this now, if this stratification, like you described it to be, if it succeeds, which is what it feels like. Okay, before I ask that, so guaranteed right now, the middle lower class would most likely not be touched, except you're living in the area of the what we call the upper class, the rich, the wealthy.
Yeah, somewhat, something like that.
Okay.
There is a bandwidth for these tariffs. So depending on where you fall into is what you are expected to pay. But yes, when you then say whether that then solves it, once that is done, knock on wood, I think that is not just I hope it does.
Which was going to be my next question to you. I was going to ask you if that will then guarantee steady power, because, you know, we already have my guest yesterday spoke about the poor, the low water level, which is affecting the dam. And of course, you also have the lack of a provision of gas for the gencos, which has reduced the amount of power that they generate. And if these two persists and one of it is resolved, would it really bring a solution to all the challenges we have? Can you hear me?
Hello.
All right. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me as well?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Okay. So So yes, your guest yesterday was apt and was right. In fact, all some of these things we are seeing today that became so difficult is because the water levels have gone down. And not until when you have the rainy season coming back, then you begin to think we have done a bit of magic. But you see, we continue to have this thing annually because we have not solved the problem of gas supply, sustainable gas supply. We must be able to have a sustainable gas supply through pipelines that are dedicated, possibly having two routes of pipeline supplying, wherein if one is vandalized for whatever reason, then you can go to the alternate B of the supply. And that way, you can solve that. If you ask anyone out there in outside Nigeria, they say, if you have this kind of gas, there's no reason why you should not have stable electricity. But the people forget that if you do not also have that gas supply that is guaranteed, then there's a challenge. There's a challenge in the sense that even the gas supplier needs money to be able to secure that pipeline and ensure that it guarantees supply. So, yes, now with the funds, if the funds are able to come in a very much sustainable way, perhaps that will guarantee that. But I should point out to you that a power generation or power supply into our homes is a big value chain, which starts from the power generation. Of course, you have the transmission. Of course, you have the distribution. And not until when everybody is happy along the value chain, there's a challenge. So it's not just about the gas suppliers. It's about the power gencos being able to meet their obligations. It's about the discos being able to pay the power generating companies and power generating company being able to pay the gas people. Until we are able to take care of all that value chain, and then we won't be able to say that that has been solved, which is one of the reasons why I had actually was going to talk about the state government. You know, apart from the EPS, the Electricity Act 2023, which allows states...
But Mr. Ogunleye, can we do this? It's shocking now that we spent 2 days talking about power and we've only scratched the surface. We haven't spoken about states. We haven't spoken about... I want us to look at other sources of power generation, the thermal plants. We have coal in Enugu. I want us to look at segregation of the power, maybe using solar for the north and coal for the south. And, you know, all this, we still have to do that. Can we have you on the program tomorrow morning, 7:20, to conclude this conversation? We need to wrap up the show right now.
All right, let's hope that we can do that. That would be interesting. So okay, we can talk more on the generation side.
Great. Thank you so much, Mr. Ogunleye, for your time this morning. He is the Managing Director of Carbon Limits Nigeria, an expert in energy, and not just that, but of course, climate change activities as well. And with that, we'll wrap up the show this morning. Thank you for staying with us.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.